on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Builders Wholesale, Earthworks Landscape and Supply, Prescott Home Safety, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, Greenlee Designer Services, The Blind Brothers, Caltex, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, Dignity Health, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Springtime, happy April. Whoa, we're just zipping through the year. We're starting our second quarter.
25% down.
And 75% to go. How was that for math?
I was just going to say only maybe 74% or 73%
because,
for Christmas.
Because we're a few days, till Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to start getting on that, don't I? So, listeners, good morning and welcome to Hammer Time, everybody. We sure do appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate you being loyal listeners.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate your phone calls and emails and just total nothing but appreciation.
You betcha.
So our show last week with Mitch Zimbeck, Get Right Mitigation, that was pretty awesome.
It was. Very good.
I enjoyed it. What a genius. What good things he does for the community with all that hazmat cleanup and leaks and all that good stuff.
So are you going to take him up? Are you going to suit up one day?
I haven't quite decided yet.
pick your situation that you want to suit up for.
I don't know if I am, because his suits are all white. And, you know, I'm like into color. You know, I might want a bright yellow suit or something with blue cubbies on my shoes.
I can see it now, folks. Everybody's dressed in white except for this one body out there in bright yellow.
And my little feet are covered with blue slippies. Yeah, but I don't know. It would be kind of cool to do, to get the real firsthand knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been on quite a few field trips to get that firsthand knowledge stuff.
Yes, you have.
I think it's pretty important. One list on my to-do item, and I really want to travel with the city of Prescott trash trucks.
Ah, okay.
I think that would be kind of dynamite to see what they do and how they get in and out of these skinny little alleys and move around.
They're pretty flexible.
They are extremely flexible, great drivers, and I love them. I love those guys. So we have a great guest with us this morning, Mr. Bryce Cox of AeroSeal, and we're going to talk about duct cleaning, duct sealing. We're going to talk about critters and how they like to munch on duct work. Oh, and I didn't turn my phone
off. Uh-oh.
I'll do that right now while you take us to break.
No problem. So it'd be my pleasure. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. And we're pleased to be airing on Talk of the Quad Cities. That's KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our ever-so-fabulous sponsors. Fill up that cup of coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. All is good. Life is good. I'm going to ask you if you're busy, and of course you're going to say you are, so I'm not even going to ask you. You went on a boat thing last weekend after the show. You went and put water in your boat.
I did. It was a maintenance. We didn't launch anything, but it was a get ready for summertime.
So did you get her ready?
You betcha we did.
Okay.
It was a quick up and back,
cool.
But ready to go.
Okay, wonderful. Bryce, welcome to Hammer Time, my friend.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about stuff.
Yeah.
Duct stuff.
Everything except for ductile iron. Everything else, duct work.
Yes.
Is fair game.
Duct. So we have a I have the very funniest funny this morning.
Okay.
Not as funny as last week's funny with the cat, the scuba gear, and the fish in the
bowl.
That
was good.
That was very good. Okay. So, Bryce, here we have two avocados sitting on a sofa. And the one avocado says to the other one, "I know, it's not easy being an avocado. You never feel like you're good enough, and then, bam, you're past your prime."
That's true. They turn quickly.
Do you get it?
Well, I do, because I'm an avid avocado buyer.
Yes.
And if you don't get them in time, boy, they do turn.
Bam.
Yep.
They're past their prime.
Yep, exactly. That's good.
Thank you, but we like the fish and the cat and the scuba gear better, I guess. Bryce, you didn't laugh. Okay, AeroSeal. So you and Paul and
Richard
are the owners.
That's right.
You guys are amazing. I see you on the road all the time, waving at the boys on their trucks, coming and going.
Yep.
So what does AeroSeal do for our new listeners?
We are primarily focused on ductwork. So you've got a lot of heating and cooling companies in the area that are focused on the equipment, the furnaces, air handlers, air conditionings. And we kind of are dedicated to the other half of the system, the delivery portion, which is all your heating and cooling ductwork.
So why aren't the HVAC guys connected and coordinating to take care of ductwork?
So they do with us. We work with a lot of heating and cooling companies in town to rectify stuff that is the same as anything in a home. It needs attention.
Right.
It needs replacing sometimes. It needs servicing and maintenance. But it gets forgotten because it's either in an attic or in a crawl space or in between floors. So the ductwork kind of gets overlooked.
So kind of like out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So how do you know, Bryce, that your ductwork needs some love and attention and care and goodwill?
There are a couple of key factors that we look for. Number one, if you have a home and it is uneven as far as heating and cooling from room to room, the furthest room away from your air handler may be colder or hotter, depending on where it is in the home. You may be experiencing lots of dust in the house. You may be realizing extremely high utility bills. All of these can be directly attributed to leaky duct systems. So your heating and cooling is being lost into your attic or to your crawl space.
So from a forensic standpoint, how do you, I'm assuming you have the abilities to pressurize systems?
We do.
And so how do you tell? Do you put on your doctor's stethoscope and listen in the walls to see where air may be escaping?
We can. Typically how we approach these situations is, first of all, no-cost duct inspection, the visual.
Uh-huh.
We get to the house, crawl around in the attic, get under the house, take a look at it, and put our eyes on it. If it's something that we can't see or feel, such as a Santa Fe-style home,
mm-hmm.
we can do a duct pressure test. So we can actually isolate the duct system, put a pressure tube in there, and read how much the system is leaking comparatively to the size of the equipment itself. But we also have duct cameras and all kinds of smoke pens and different types of devices to let us know if the duct works leaky, because we do want to qualify and make sure that duct system needs attention before work is, you know.
You just made a comment about smoke, so you can actually use a smoke detector, not a smoke detector, but smoke in the duct to see where it's coming out?
You can do either in it or outside of it. So let's say you turn on your furnace and you're sitting in an attic and you can light this little smoke pen, and you could see where the air is coming out of the ductwork and blow on the smoke.
Gotcha.
Or vice versa, it can draw it in as well.
Super. Okay, so from my forensic brain, how do you isolate a duct system?
You
have to plug up all the little
things? That's right.
Things,
you need
the little
to plug
holes
up
and
all of the supply and return registers in the house. If we're doing a duct test with equipment included in it, the building code has different percentages for leakages with equipment included or excluded. But we always can tap into a plenum, plug off your system, and isolate it completely. which is what we do when we clean and when we seal also.
Right. So you also do testing so for a final. So I'm some of the installation companies, for lack of better, HVAC companies around here, mm-hmm. will contact you to come out and do the final test.
That's right. Yep, do final test, duct pressure testing for the HVAC systems, and also we do the blower door testing mm-hmm. for the whole homes.
Share with our listeners what blower door testing means.
The blower door is going
And this is for a new home, right?
This is for new homes or old homes.
Okay.
So a blower door test is basically depressurizing your entire home. It's going to show us the inefficiencies in the house. If we do a blower door test on an older home, it will let us know if your windows need replacing. It'll let us know if you have insulation values that need to be corrected, door jams, anything where air can penetrate the home, including duct systems. And it'll give us kind of a path on what needs correcting in the home to make the house more energy efficient.
So you're in the home when you do this.
That's right.
Homeowners aren't in the home.
They can.
Oh.
They would like
to be. Okay. Yep. So is everybody all like all sealed up and?
Yeah. Other than oxygen masks.
Right.
Okay.
And then in the new homes, building codes have gone to a direction where they are so energy efficient now. We want to make sure that it's not a danger in the home. So a house still needs air changes per hour. We want to make sure that those builders didn't do such a good job that we're not getting any fresh air in the house.
Oh, and some of them are doing such a great job.
and that's why I basically have gone to putting in HRVs.
Yep.
I'm very concerned about that, houses being too tight,
yep.
not getting the air exchange, sicknesses and other things just not being able to be cleansed out of a house.
That's right. And I think the biggest indication on a new construction home without an ERV or an HRV mm-hmm. is you're going to notice this really white, powdery type dust that is going to coat everything in the home.
And we've had those phone calls.
Several.
I mean, yes, and Bryce, you've gone out and have saved these homeowners, and the drywall is being sucked right out
yep.
of the sockets.
Mm-hmm.
So wild what happens.
Yeah, and that's because your house goes into a lower pressure than outside conditions.
So the intention of making the homes tighter and tighter is very well meant. I'm not trying to
Correct.
Be critical of that, but there is a breaking point that all of a sudden you've crossed over that line from being energy efficient to being too tight to where, as you said, it can't breathe, and that becomes a concern.
Mm-hmm. Especially if there's gas appliances in the house. We yeah. want to make sure the carbon monoxide can escape.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see a lot of that? How many times do you go out and do testing?
We do quite a bit of testing, actually. The phone will ring for these types of instances. I think there's a lot of information on the internet now to where people will look up, why is my house dusty? And then they'll get this kind of answer and then give us a call.
Well, speaking of answers, I got a zillion questions for them, but I think we're at a point where we need to take a break.
So you hold your zillion. I'm usually the one that has the zillion questions. Wow, tables are turned. What's with you?
I don't know, but I would even label it as a gazillion.
And not a...
Not a zillion.
Not a zillion, but a gazillion.
A gazillion.
Bryce, hold on. We've got a gazillion questions for you.
Standing by.
Listeners, stand by. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA on the best radio show in the universe, KQNA.com, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM. Shoo. Bryce, Mike, and me will be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. YCCA. Hey, it's springtime, right?
You betcha.
So, Bryce, this is so cool, Mike. You don't know this, but Bryce and his team... members, his team guys, we've got babies. I mean, like gazillions of babies, new babies.
Yeah, Rugrats running all over.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Human babies.
Yes, human yes. babies. Yes.
Two-leggeders.
Yes. So that's good that they're raising heir apparents.
That's right.
And Bryce is Uncle B.
That's
Uncle
me.
Uncle B.
Yes.
Cool.
Uncle B. So you're going to be at our home show?
We are.
Yes.
Every year.
May 17th, 18th, and 19th.
That's
so
right.
Good for you. Every year, same spot.
Yeah.
So listeners, if you have questions about your ductwork, leakage, too much dust, white powder, you need to come by and see these experts.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate your hard work and what you do, Bryce. So, Mike, do you have an ERV in your home?
I don't, but certainly when we build again, we will install one. So the house that we currently have is old enough that it breathes quite well. So I'm not so much worried about that air exchange, but certainly it's probably time for me to have a ductal inspection.
Oh, okay, you should.
Yep.
I had one. Bryce came out and sealed my duct.
We sure did.
Work.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's going on.
Ten years
ago,
I think.
Possibly,
yes.
Yeah.
So speaking of sealing the ducts, one of the questions I had is if there is a general rule when you find leakage, is it, and it can be, I understand, anywhere, but is there generally more exposure in the attics and under the floor if they've got a crawl space versus the walls, or is it just random?
It's not so much random, but it's more in the design of the ductwork. So
uh-huh.
We're looking really at natural connection points, start collars coming out of plenums, trunk lines that are joined by S&M drive, slip drives, places that were cut into or mechanically put mm-hmm. together is where we're going to see most of the leakage.
Most of the failures. Okay.
What we typically see is anywhere between 15 and 30% air leakage.
That's a lot.
Wow, that's huge.
On homes that are built well, but just before sealing was required by building code. So it's not that they're put together properly, just not sealed.
What does that equate to approximately for energy loss, do you think?
That is really dependent on usage in the home.
Okay.
So you can't really say 30% air leakage is going to be a 30%
right.
increase
okay.
in utilities. But you can talk about inefficiencies. If you have a brand new 18 SEER heating and cooling unit and you're leaking 20%, you could probably guess you're really only getting about 14 SEERs out of that.
Whoa.
So in as far as leakage around cut-ins, et cetera, when did they start mandating the use of mastic?
It's a little fuzzy in our area. The IECC codes mm-hmm. started before 1998, I think, or 2000 is when that about came in. The different municipalities in our area picked it up at different times. 2006 is kind of where we kind of draw the line and say, if your home was built after 2006, we pretty much see sealed duct systems from there on.
Gotcha. So, and for those who are listening, the acronym that he just used is the International Energy Conservation Code.
That's right.
Which is applicable in both the county and the city.
Hmm? Yes, but
and
not
the
town.
Town.
No, not the
not
town.
The town. Okay.
No, and the county didn't adopt the energy code.
I believe they're on 2018 codes.
Yeah.
I don't. Okay.
I thought all four of our Quad City municipalities are up to 2018.
Yeah, but I don't think they adopted the energy code.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay. I thought
yeah,
they adopted
the city
it they...
did because they took the grant money.
I see. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. That is what qualifies
yes.
the necessity to
and
adopt
the town codes. Doesn't. So.
Hang in there, town.
How long is AeroSeal? How long have you guys all been collectively doing what you do together?
We are in year 12 now.
Ooh. Wow. Good for you.
Yep. So we started this thing with the idea of cleaning and sealing duct systems, and we've kind of progressed into the whole home energy type, you know, with the testing, the blower doors and duct testing, but also adding other energy efficient products to the home like attic fans, whole home fans, tubular skylights, things of that nature to keep the energy consumption low in the house.
Now, does AeroSeal, do you install the attic fans and the tubular skylights under your license classification?
That's right, we do.
Perfect.
We are licensed, we are insured and bonded and
all that good stuff.
All across the board, so no worries on any of those areas.
So when you say tubular skylights, you mean like the solar tube type, the closets, the laundry rooms?
Yep, kitchens and pretty much anywhere we can bring in natural light. What makes them different than a standard skylight is we're not going to get any heat, any UV.
Right.
They're flash and sealed, so they don't leak like a standard skylight would. They just bring in really nice 98% reflectivity of the sun without any of the heat or the UV.
So are you getting a lot of calls for those?
We do.
Yeah, people seem to like those.
Yep.
Yep. New construction homes are putting bunches of them on, before roofing goes down.
And do you put them in, Mike?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes a big difference. As you were just mentioning, especially in interior rooms like walk-in closets. And the other nice thing about walk-in closets, even if it's on an exterior wall, the use of those negates the concern of fading.
That's right.
That people might have, a couple of high windows in their closet, but the sun comes through, and while it provides the light, also tends to fade clothing. So the solar tubes or the what did you call them, round?
We call them tubular skylights because that's the general. Solar Tube is an actual brand name.
Yeah.
We use a brand called Elite.
Uh-huh.
They are made and manufactured down in Phoenix, so it's a local family-owned company.
Oh, cool.
Down there. All of their testing is done through hurricane and hail testing. They have the UV protected on their domes. It's all metal press construction, powder coated. There's no plastic involved.
Super.
And what makes, I think, separates them is their light pipe itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's an anodized interior, so it's not a laminate. It won't peel, it won't crack, it won't chip off. It is actually part of the tube in there. So
cool.
Way to go. Solar tubes.
Yes.
Tubular skylights.
That's right.
There we go. Get
like
the name
phrase.
Right. Tubular skylights. I like that. Okay. So let's talk about critters munching on ductwork.
Yes.
Oh, surely that never happens.
We've got a really special
We've got a
area.
Lot of hungry critters, don't
and
we?
And we've got a lot of homes that are in places that have critters. Anywhere with the granite boulders or anywhere in the Chino, Paulden, Williamson Valley area, large population of pack rats in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we are in skunk mating season. They are looking for comfortable places to cozy up and set up shop. And if your ducks are leaking under the house, you're making a nice environment for them to set up shop and call home.
Nice.
Wow.
And warm.
Yep.
Okay, so when we come back from our break, we're going to find out what they munch on and why. And what do you do with them, and how do you get rid of them? Oh, my gosh, Bryce. Do you suit up and go under the house?
Unfortunately.
questions.
We'll be back.
Okay, we got them.
A gazillion questions. Okay, Mike, take us off the break.
Absolutely. We're having a great time trying to stump the stars with Bryce, but he's stumping us back.
I know.
So stay tuned for some great messages from our valuable sponsors. Again, you're listening to Hammer Time on KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Listeners, good morning. You are listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. And we are just happy as avocados.
And we haven't turned yet.
And we haven't turned.
We're about right.
we're like in the perfect stage of being an avocado.
Hopefully our turning point is as years as opposed to days.
That's funny. The next break, I don't know what's going to happen to us. Okay, so 12 years in business. Let's, again, before we went on the break, sorry, we were talking about the critters.
That's right.
And how you have to suit up, and you are the critter excavator.
Yeah. Who you get, where you get, and how you get.
Yeah.
There are a lot of great companies in town that do critter control and extermination. And when we come into a situation where there are families of critters living in their homes, there are a bunch of guys, good guys and gals to call to come remove them. We would like them gone before we get under there and start working.
So you called them to come in and take care of that first?
Yeah. Yep, only a handful of times when we've been stuck under home, and I can tell you that raccoons and skunks can crawl way faster than humans in a crawl space.
Never thought about that.
No, me neither.
They like to chase you right out of there.
How about snakes?
One guy, yeah, he had captured a bull snake and threw him under his house in order to mitigate the pack rat problem, and forgot to mention that there was a 6-foot snake under the house as we were trying to replace his ducting.
So you screamed?
Yeah.
Like a girl?
Sure.
You squealed?
Yep. I don't need to pretend. It was a surprise.
I forgot to tell you about Harvey.
Yeah.
And they're so harmless, but they are still so scary.
Yeah.
They're big snakes, some of those bull snakes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. How funny, Bryce.
Well, when you first see them, I mean, it takes you a few minutes to get to the tail sometimes.
And it's dark under there, just with the headlamp. And.
So how long does it take to reduct a home? I guess the answer is going to be, Sandy, it depends.
It depends. It does, but typically and usually we can get everything torn out and restrung in a day.
Oh.
And then we go back the next day and we seal it as well. So when we do new duct systems, sealing is included in replacing, just so this doesn't happen again.
So do you see more in crawl spaces or more in attic spaces?
With the critter problems, it's usually under the home.
Gotcha.
When you replace the ductwork, do you do that at certain times of the year? Because if you're replacing ductwork, the heat and the air is not viable for usage.
Right. Yeah, this will happen at any time during the year.
Oh, okay.
So, folks will notice, you know, if they had a critter problem and all of a sudden they're not getting their warm air into the house, it's just all getting pushed underneath the home.
Yep.
We'll get under there and do it summer, winter, spring, however, whenever.
So you keep saying under the home. Are these primarily manufactured homes that you find all of this ductwork? Or what about normal single stick-built homes?
Yep,
both?
Stick-built homes and manufactured homes. Definitely a lot of manufactured homes. Typically what you see there is one big crossover duct underneath the house. That connects the two houses when they deliver that home and marry it together. They connect the duct systems through a main duct line underneath there. Those get chewed up fairly frequently.
Hmm.
That's a little scary because the critters can actually get into the duct system inside the house from there.
Ooh.
And poke their heads up in the floor vents and surprise the homeowners.
Yeah, watching TV and look over and see
a little
pair of eyes looking up.
That's right.
Terrible.
But yes, in stick-built homes as well. The difference in a stick-built home is there's a lot more exposed ductwork underneath the house than just the one crossover duct.
Okay, so you say underneath the house. Where's my ductwork? I thought it was all up in the ceiling.
Well, it depends.
Yes.
If you do you have any crawl space?
No.
Okay. Well, there's your answer, kiddo.
Oh, so it's just the crawl space when it goes. Okay, well, I got it.
The critters are going to be drawn more to the crawl space than to attics, which doesn't mean the attic systems aren't leaking. They're just not as vulnerable to the critters.
Yeah, so generally speaking, you may, if there's a problem in your attic, it's more often than not, mouse-driven.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe a pack rat might get in there, but
possibly
mainly
a bird.
Yeah, possibly a bird, mm-hmm. But you're not going to get the skunks and the raccoons.
Like you would in the crawl space.
Or,
that's right.
Or Billy the boa constrictor.
That's right.
Yeah. So, Bryce, how often do you seal or clean your own ductwork?
My house is cleaned and sealed. Once you seal it,
you don't ever have to come back.
This is a one-time deal.
Okay.
Our sealant that we use, the brand AeroSeal, AERO, that's the AeroSeal brand that we spray in, it comes with a 10-year warranty. It's got a 40-year lifespan. It's been tested and proven. The whole application of duct sealing was a Department of Energy Commission project that they invented the sealing process at Cal Berkeley in the 90s. So this is something that's been happening for a long time. They have a great warranty. It's got a great lifespan. Assuming you don't do any other construction or additions or anything like that, once you seal the ductwork, you're good
to go.
Sealed.
So I've got a question. You're experiencing leakage. What size of a hole, and how can you determine whether it's going to be more than what the granules or whatever you call them will fill up a hole? Will it fill up a quarter size hole?
Or? Yep. So effectively, we're looking at 5/8 of an inch, so just over a half inch square.
That's a big.
Is what that's the sealant big. Will do effectively. Now, given time and enough sealant, it will keep sealing and keep because it builds on itself to fill these holes. If we get to a house and when we do a duct sealing, we're monitoring it through our computer and through our software, which is giving us duct pressure readings. If we notice that this system is not sealing, we'll get into the attic or get underneath the house, find it, mechanically fix it, and then continue with the sealing. So if there is a completely disconnected duct or a torn duct or a big hole in the end of an end cap in your trunk line, we can fix those mechanically with our hands, metal and stuff like that, and then continue to seal once the big holes are fixed.
Where do you first start to inject the sealant into the ductwork? Like what are those little things called in your
sealant?
Through
your registers.
Yes, through your registers.
Yep,
thank you.
Through your supply registers. So the ductwork's connected. If you can imagine, your furnace is kind of like the heartbeat, and all of the ductwork is like the veins in your system. So they're all connected centrally through that furnace, that air handler. We can inject in through a couple of supply registers. We can inject in through a plenum. We can anywhere we can get access into the ducting.
But you just use one of those items,
right?
Or do you, okay.
Yep.
But
it depends
on the home. You're probably not that worried about the return error if it has an issue, are you?
So returns are a little tricky. A lot of the houses we see in our area are kind of point-to-point returns. So you have a place in your hallway that where you change the filter, and there's a lot of times just a single flex duct that goes back to the unit. Those ones you don't really have to aero seal. But if it's a metal trunk line system, we aero seal that. If they are in walls, wall cavities, common returns, we can aero seal those as long as there are not too many plumbing or electrical penetrations through those wall plates and such. But sealing the return is important because that's the sucking portion. If you're sucking air beyond filtration, you are sucking in direct attic air or crawl space air that is not getting filtered and pushing that right into your home.
Interesting. Yeah, and it's certainly not going to be conditioned.
Right. Unconditioned dirty air pulling right into the duct system.
And you'll see that with dust and dirt.
Yes.
Okay, interesting. We have to take a break. We've already asked a gazillion questions.
We've narrowed it down. We're now down to just a plethora of questions.
Okay, Mr. Mike, take us off to break, and we'll be here when you come back.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Again, you're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. Having a great, phenomenal educational experience here. And so we challenge you to stay with us. We hope you will, because AeroSeal's given us some great information. So fill up that second cup of coffee. Don't even think about changing that dial, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
We are back on air with Mr. Bryce Cox, owner of AeroSeal, along with your other partners,
Richard Alexander and Paul Kreider.
Love those guys. Paul is just so nice. And you know, Richard is so nice.
Yeah.
And you know, Bryce, you're so nice.
Thank you.
That's a nice group.
It is a nice group. And you're the super cool generation. You're the young guys.
Yeah.
You know, you're coming up into the world to take the place of these baby boomer guys. But we appreciate what you do and your hard work in trying to educate and share with the community. So good on you, Bryce.
Thank you.
So, Mike, where were we before we went on break? You were talking about, Bryce was saying something about he'll come out and test the white stuff and then install a ERV.
Energy recovery ventilator.
Yes.
That's right.
Do you do that as well?
We do. Yep.
Okay.
That still falls on. So
okay.
Technically, not technically, we do carry a heating and cooling license, residential commercial. But we don't carry install teams, and we don't have maintenance agreements
right.
and stuff. But we do deal with the ductwork and stuff. So we are fully licensed as heating and cooling contractors, just not doing the heating and cooling equipment stuff.
Gotcha.
So yes, if somebody does need an ERV, we are capable and willing to install those.
And you put them in all of your homes, Mike, you said.
Yes.
Without fail.
Well, I recommend to the owners, and so far I haven't had any of the owners that I've recommended it to say, no, I'm not interested.
So where are they installed?
Most of the time they're installed in the attic next
okay.
to the equipment or in a ceiling somewhere like in the laundry room. The neat thing about the ERVs is they're going to bring in fresh air, but they're not bringing in untempered air. So it's going to come in through a HEPA filter system, and it goes through a mixing box. So as you're exhausting the interior air, it mixes with the incoming air. So you're not going to bring in 29-degree air. It will be mixing with the outgoing air, so you could bring it in tempered.
Do you know that it's coming in? Do you have to flip a switch to make the ERV valve go on?
Yes, there are switches you can install.
Oh.
You can set them on timers to run, for example, 20 minutes of every hour. You can set them to run all the time. We do highly recommend having a switch, though, for on and off. In cases in our summertime, mostly when we have forest fires or wildfires out, it will draw smoke into the home. So during those times, you want to shut them down.
Can you hear it when it's running?
No. These things are whisper quiet, low zones. You can't even tell. Your furnace will be louder than these ERVs.
Hmm. Interesting. I didn't know that. Okay, so Bryce, in as much as this is your show today, AeroSeal, what would you like to talk about or ask Mike and me a gazillion questions?
Uh-oh.
Well, I think the main thing right now is just we're coming into spring. We've had this nice rain and snow in our early April, and things are going to bloom. Mm. That means lots of pollen in the air, lots of dust in the air. On an unsealed duct system, that air gets into your attic or your crawl space and then will make its way into your home. So this is the time of year when we really push for duct cleaning, if you haven't had your duct system cleaned, and then for sealing to keep all of the dust and pollen out of the house.
Okay, so if you've had the duct sealed, when you seal the ductwork, you also clean it at that time.
That's right.
Then, later on down the road or multiple years, once a year, you should come in and clean your ductwork?
It depends on how much you use it and how often you change your filters. If you're real consistent in changing your filters, that duct system's going to stay pretty clean. But like anything in the home, it does need attention and maintenance. So in a few years, we can come out and take a look inside the ducting, see if there's any buildup of dust, and then offer a cleaning.
Now, how do you do that? Do you have a camera or something that you shoot down the ductwork?
We do have cameras,
okay,
yep.
Okay, cool.
So most of the time, you can poke your head up inside of a return duct. So take the filter down and put your head in there. And
there's no way I'm putting my head in that return duct.
You'll be able to see the dust right in there. That'll be.
You can put your head in there. I'm not putting my head up there.
That's why you give us a call.
Somebody stands at the furnace and somebody...
Yeah.
Puts their head up to return. Hello, could you hear me?
Yes.
There's no way.
But that type of stuff, just to come out and take a look, we don't charge for that. We'll come out and just kind of get our eyes on it and see if anything's necessary or not.
But one of the things I just want to highlight, in all seriousness, that Bryce just was talking about, and that's changing your filters.
Oh, I know.
Yep.
So
yes.
Important. And to use the right filters, not to go out and get these super... HEPA filters, put them on a standard system.
Because you may not need them.
And it will actually harm your
yes.
mechanical equipment.
Yep. Your duct system needs to flow freely. It needs to pull as much air as it pushes. If we restrict that return air too much by these real dense, high MERV rated filters, you can start throwing parts in your air handler itself.
Yep.
It's trying to suck too much air through a thick filter.
So just normal filters.
Normal
inexpensive
filters.
Because if you have
fiberglass filters,
a super allergic issue, then the mechanical company can actually size the equipment to where it can use those type of high density filters.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But the system has to be designed to do that.
And if you're getting a lot of dust in your home, the filter doesn't filter the air you're breathing. It's already in your house. It's just captured at that filter. Sealing the ductwork will eliminate the dust from coming into the home. That's what we want to do is nail it at the source and not try and catch it with these high-rated filters.
Interesting. Okay, so listeners, change your filters. Mm-hmm. And if you have your ductwork sealed, Bryce and his team can come out and stick their head in your return to see how much dust you have up there. And clean.
That's right.
How long does it take to clean?
A standard cleaning, about 2 hours.
Oh,
2 hours
okay.
or so. And we use a negative duct pressure cleaning system. Most of the houses in our area have flexible style ducting. We don't put abrasive brushes inside of there. We use a system that's called air sweeping. So there'll be a duct cleaning machine hooked up to the ductwork, pulling a large negative pressure on the ducting, and then we clean the individual branches with the compressed air hose and jets. So we're not going to disrupt or destroy any of the flex ducting.
So how do you capture the dust, or does it shoot out the vents on top of the roof?
Nope. All of the vents will be plugged off, so the only dust captured will be in our duct cleaning machine.
Oh, okay. And you can see that?
You can see the large stuff that comes out on top. Most of the fine filtered type dust is going to be captured in the HEPA filter, which you can't see. But the large stuff you'd be able to actually see in there. So
if somebody hears whistling on their system, what's that generally a symptom of?
Good question.
You've got maybe too small of a return. Can cause whistling. There's lots of different sounds that come from registers being partially open or closed. Mm-hmm. We'd really want to take a look at design issues at that point. If we're getting noises, whistling, rattling, shaking, there might be more of a design issue more yeah. than...
But people can also unintentionally create issues if they say, well, gee, I'm going to close the vents in these other rooms because mm-hmm. I'm not going in and out of there.
Right. Don't do that.
That can create some pressure.
Problems. Yep. It doesn't do what you think it would do. Air is going to take the path of least resistance. So if you close your vent off, the air is going to come all the way down there anyhow, and then it's going to cause back pressure, push back into the duct system, and then exit at its nearest point. So closing it in a bedroom doesn't necessarily mean you get more air in a kitchen.
Gotcha.
Wow, we learned a lot this morning. I think we were good students.
We were.
With all of our questions. Listeners, we have to take a break. When we come back, we will wrap up our show with Mr. Bryce Cox of AeroSeal. Don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Bryce, what a super cool pleasure having you with Mike and me this morning. You are indeed the Wikipedia of AeroSeal and duct cleaning and duct sealing.
Thank you very much.
We love you. We adore you. You've been a member of YCCA for a gazillion years. And like I said earlier, listeners, you can come to the home show in May, meet Bryce and his team. I know they would love to share and educate you.
Well, thank you. Yep, we would be more than happy.
So how about a phone number? Should anybody want to come and have their ducts inspected, or have you come and stick your head in their return?
You're going to call 928-925-5353.
I just have to chuckle. You've got a real visual on that, don't you?
I can't figure out how he's going to do it in my house, because you have to get on a ladder and go way high into the big one. The one in the bedroom, forget it. You have to reach over the wall. You'll never make that one. And the one in the hallway, possibility.
We'll use our cameras for that.
I was going to say, they're very flexible.
Yeah.
Too funny. So, listeners, thanks for tuning in to Hammer Time. If you need YCCA, 778-0040. We are here for you. Call before. Don't call after you already have the problem. Oh my gosh, you've been getting a lot of those calls.
Have you?
Oh, some serious heartbreaking stories. Heartbreaking. But we're getting through them. So until next weekend, I'm Sandy.
I'm Mike.
Bryce.
We'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking Up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down.